Friday, September 29th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. Morning Mix, JW here with the one and only Jude Robinson. Jude, how you doing?
Fantastic. And you are, I'm going to answer for you. I can tell that you're fantastic as well, because you had the little kerchief you got on a jacket.
Yeah, well,
pocket.
You know, you got to look good
here
for your guests and for your co-host.
Thank you. I feel like I'm underdressed this morning, but I'm gonna step up this game.
Oh, no, you look very good.
I'm going to wear a prom dress.
Yeah. So it's the last day before October 1st. October 1st on Sunday. Boy, it's gone quickly.
Sure has. Yeah. September is bye-bye, and the weather has changed, and it feels like we're already so far into winter with the snow.
Yeah, and we just haven't had that buffer period where, I mean, we had a really hot summer, and then, of course, all this cold weather came in the snow, and we really haven't had that real nice, balmy Indian summer, but I'm still hopeful that maybe that may happen. We can get out in the golf course, keep hiking, and doing all the things that we do.
Yeah, as long as you're willing to suck it up and just go, just do it.
Yeah.
Because your weather's going to change every 5 minutes. You're going to get three or four changes within any activity. So.
Yeah. So what's in store today?
Well, we have got an amazing show this morning. I'm very excited. We've got the one and only Terrence Hansen here with his amazing two-necked guitar playing. I've been excited to use that.
It's a custom-made two-neck acoustic guitar.
Oh, come on.
That he had made for me. So you've
two-necked.
Two-necked. Okay, got it.
I've renamed it.
All right.
Gary Lauer is here from the Wasatch Back Speaker Series, here to talk about the hottest ticket in town and to tell us who's on this season's lineup, and I know, and it is going to be good.
Yeah.
And then our final guest this morning is Daniel Lewis from the Harvest Festival. He's going to be talking to us about the music lineup at the festival and also some upcoming events at the cabin.
Everybody stay tuned for weekend events, of course, and we'll tell you everything that's going to be cooking for the weekend, and we'll go out a little bit maybe past the weekend. And also, Terrence will be with us for the entire hour, which is always good. He'll be playing a song in just a couple of minutes when we come back from break. He'll be playing a song at the bottom of the hour, and also he'll take us out with a song. And, of course, we have weather as well, so stay tuned. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix. Stay with us.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, Affogato's made with Wasatch Creamery Ice Cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort, next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Hi, this is Seth Adams, executive chef and co-owner of Rivoris on Main and sponsor of KPCW. Since 1987, Rivoris on Main has fed appetites of our local community and visitors. Our private event rooms are available, along with private chef and catering services for every occasion. Reservations and inquiries at 649-3536 and riverhorseparkcity.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. Joining us now in the studio, Terrence Hansen, who is a musician. He's been performing since 1996. He's from Salt Lake City. And 1996?
No, 1896.
Okay, you got a microphone.
More like 1896.
1896. He's been around.
It's before 1996.
He's been around a long time. Anyway, Terrence, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So love your mic. There you go.
I love my microphone.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got a big tour coming up. When does that start?
October 24th. I'll fly to Berlin, and I'll be there for about 10 days playing shows, and then I'll go to Vienna, and then Romania, and then Holland.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk all about your guitar and how people can buy your music and those sorts of things, but we'll do that a little bit later in the show. Why don't we start off with a song?
Cool.
What are you going to play for us?
I have no idea.
Okay, Terrence Henson with No Idea, live in the morning mix. Very nice.
Wow.
Very nice. So you have to tell us about this guitar.
This is a one-of-kind crossed-neck acoustic. It's the culmination of about 20 years of evolution of playing two guitars at once. I started doing that about 95, 96, hanging two guitars around my neck, and they would just be flopping around, and I could have one behind my back or one in front, and, you know, it's kind of just like a really showy, fun thing to do, but not particularly the most musical thing, but I did it because I could. I started out playing on one neck, tapping two parts on one neck like a piano, kind of like Stanley Jordan, and that was something that I did for a long time, just playing, learning pieces out of piano books on the guitar, so playing the left hand bass part and the right hand melody. After a while, I figured out I could just hang two guitars around my neck and it would be like a real freak show. And then I started experimenting, making it more of a permanent thing by hooking the two guitars together in a cross position and standing one like an upright bass and one horizontally and putting it on a drum stand, and then I could walk up to the guitar and treat it like, both the guitars and treat it like one instrument. And I started composing that way and creating all my songs that way. So it was really exciting to me because I could play something on each guitar neck that individually a guitar player probably wouldn't play, and kind of weave the parts together and to create a different sound. And that was my whole goal in the first place, was to create my own style. So
the thing that I find most fascinating watching you and having done some research, the tapping technique. Does anybody else do that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's a very
Stanley,
popular.
Jordan,
tapping's been around as long as probably fretted instruments have been around. Eddie Van Halen was, the guy that like everybody relates to tapping because of Eruption. But you can take any acoustic fretted instrument and just by the force of your finger hit the string. And you can find videos of even a local guy named Dave Bunker from 30 years ago had a two-neck guitar that he was tapping on doing in Vegas. So it's not like a new thing per se. My thing is particularly how I do it. I play it across angle for the ergonomic aspect as well as the way that the techniques that I use. I try to make it not seem like tapping.
And we're going to take a short break here on The Morning Mix for a couple of underwriters. When we return, we're going to have weather, weekend events, and Gary Lauer from the Wasatch Back Speaker Series. Stay with us.
Valley Behavioral Health is a local nonprofit and proud supporter of KPCW. We are your community behavioral health center and provide a broad range of services, including individual, family, couples, and group therapy for mental health and substance abuse. We serve all ages in all of Summit County. Please check out our website at valleycares.com or 649-8347 for more information.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
All right, everybody, we're going to have weekend events for you now. Welcome back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. Jude, do you want to start us off?
Of course I do. Friday tonight is the last Friday of the month for the Gallery Stroll on Main Street. This is a free community event allowing visitors and locals to take in our exciting art scene.
Thriller by Odyssey Dance Theater is back at the Egyptian this weekend and next week. It's a very dance performance full of freaks, monsters, zombies. It's kind of scary, actually. Seasonal tradition, and you can check it out tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 or at 6 on Sunday. It continues next week with shows Wednesday through Sunday. Tickets at parkcityshows.com. And I really think you have to be 8 or 9 years old. Or older. I think it could really scare the younger kids. So.
I don't know. I took my kids when they were, I guess they were about that age. And then, Of course, they've been zombies. They're 15 and 17 now. And there's been a lot of zombie in the Halloween thing, which is still going on, by the way.
Yeah, but that dance number they do with the chainsaws.
Yeah, there's always that. All right. Okay. And then the Park City Film Series is also featuring a dance theme this weekend, presenting the film Step, which is about a girls' high school step dance team in Baltimore. The film premiered at the 2017 Sundance Film Festival and is playing this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
Operation Underground Railroad is holding a fundraising event tonight at Stein Erickson Lodge. Operation Underground Railroad is an organization that exists to eradicate child sex trafficking.
Well, then, good. Need it. The legendary frontman of Motley Crue, Vince Neil, performs tonight at the DeJoria Center in Camas. He was the one who sold over 80 million albums worldwide. He'll perform Motley Crue hits as well as songs from his three solo albums. Tickets at DeJoriaCenter.com.
And other live music around town tonight. This is for Friday night. Randy Moser at Park City Brewery Tap Room. Pixie and the Party Grass Boys at the Silver Star Cafe. Jeff Crosby and the Refugees are at the Cabin. And Rage Against the Supremes at the Spur.
Saturday. Clean out the paint, solvents, and chemicals from the garage and dispose of them properly. It's Hazardous Waste Cleanup Day at the Canyons Cabriolet parking lot. This is the third annual Red Bull. Oh, And then also, the third annual Red Bull race takes place at the Utah Olympic Park, and this is an endurance race, and runners will race up the 400-meter Nordic jump.
Park City Library hosts Author Talk with Utah authors Shannon and Dean Hale, talking about their children's book series, The Princess in Black. It's free and starts at 2 p.m.
And Park City Sailing is throwing their fall regatta this weekend out at that Jordanelle. Find details at sailpc.org.
I was out at Jordanelle, I think it was on Monday afternoon, and out on a boat, a buddy of mine, and it was so peaceful. We were the only boat out there. I'm sure, I mean, the regatta is going to be a lot of action and everything, but it's so nice out there when there's no boat traffic and it's quiet. Yeah,
I agree.
Well, High West Whiskey throwing an event called Midwinter Night's Dream, and it's Act 5 release party at their distillery in Wanship. You can get tickets in advance online.
And Saturday's live music. Go to the cabin to hear Burn Atlas. John Flanders Jazz Trio is at the Silver Star Cafe, and High Octane is at the Spur.
And Patrick Ryan performing at the Spur on Sunday.
And one other thing that's happening next Wednesday, October 4th, the Wasatch County Job Seekers Fall Job Fair is happening, and that's going to go on at the UVU Wasatch campus in Heber City. Go to utah.jobs.
Yeah, and now we're going to do a little bit of weather. It's currently 40 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City, but we will have a high today of 61. A little cloudy right now, but it will be straightening out, and we'll have mostly sunny skies. Tonight we'll have mostly clear with a low of 40. So here's your weekend. There's a 40% chance of showers on Saturday during the day, a high of 60. On Sunday, the partly sunny with a high of 50, so it's cooling off a touch. And Monday, there's a 30% chance of snow, according to the National Weather Service, as they quantify 30%. Oh, my goodness. And then let's go out to Tuesday. Chance of snow on Tuesday as well. And so that is the weather. And now joining us here, I'll pull our cheesy music down a little bit. Now joining us live in the studio is Gary Lauer, who has put together a really cool organization called the Wasatch Speaker Series. And Gary, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, J-Dub. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sorry, Jude.
Yeah. What's up with that mic? And hello, Gary.
Good morning.
Gary, Jude, Gary.
Jude, it's a pleasure.
Yes. Hi, Gary.
So the whole thing is happening. It starts Wednesday night at Abravano Hall.
It starts this Wednesday, October 4th, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Yeah, we start at 7:30 p.m. promptly. We're excited. We're about 90% sold out. We seat 2,550 people, and it's going to be a really fun, intriguing evening.
So for folks not familiar with the concept, let's talk about the entire
Sure.
series and the subscription-based and how this is unique, because it hasn't been done before in Salt Lake.
Yeah, our inspiration really comes from my background and my co-founder, who happens to be my son, Rob Lauer. We've been in Utah for a while. We've seen this done in a few other places, and as Utah, the Wasatch Front, and the greater Salt Lake City area and Park City become really more of a cultural center and evolve and develop and expand, we thought, wouldn't it be interesting to bring in people who are really luminaries in very different fields, who typically fly over Utah on the way to the East Coast or the West Coast,
right,
and make this a destination, a place for them to come to be. And that was the inspiration and the idea behind it. It's a subscription-based series at Abravano Hall. Runs from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on weekday evenings. We start in October, we end in March. We've got joining us in this season Vice President Joe Biden, Sanjay Gupta, who right now is in Puerto Rico, reporting on the hurricane there, and we had some communication with him yesterday. It's awful what's happened there, and I suspect he'll be talking quite a bit about that next week on Wednesday evening. Dr. Jane Goodall, you know, one of the most famous primatologists and humanitarians in the world. Captain Scott Kelly, Jane Pauley, Paul Nicklin, whom most people have never heard of, but they will after he's here. He's a biologist for National Geographic who's in the Antarctic. And General Martin Dempsey, who's one of the former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Paul is one of them that my daughters and I have been so excited. And, of course, Dr. Jane Goodall, that they will be breathing air as close as we are. we're just completely starstruck. Over
well, yeah, and that's, you know, two. This is a good point, Jude. This is really old school in many ways. We don't broadcast it. We're not going to record it. You won't see it later on YouTube. It's up close and personal. It's that evening and that evening only, and you're right there with them. And one of the, we think one of the beauties in this is that we're doing it at a Bravolo Hall. We feel so fortunate to have that as a venue. The sight lines there are fantastic. Every seat is great. And the acoustics, because this was built expressly for the Utah Symphony, the acoustics in that room are just unreal.
And it's a quite, it's a very intimate setting where they're going to be speaking for about 55 minutes, and then it's really an open format of what would you
We take, I'm the host, and I'll introduce the speaker, and after they've spoken, we'll sit down on stage and take questions submitted by the audience. All unedited, unscripted, unbiased, objective, have at it.
So they'll speak for 50 to 55 minutes.
Typically,
and then
yes.
30, 35, 40 minutes, or maybe beyond, they're going to be able to answer these questions that you provide to them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that the audience provides, actually, our members. In fact, this is a subscription-based event, so you've got to buy all seven. It's the only way the economics work for us to be able to bring people like this here. But you're a member. You're a member of the Wasat Speaker Series, and we really want to build a community around this. We're doing a number of things. We're gonna have an online venue so that each and every one of our subscribers or members can communicate with one another, with us, with the speakers, comment on what they've heard and seen. Again, we want this to be very interactive. We want people to be very involved. We want to deliver as much benefit as we can to the community. And one of the things we're doing, and on that note, is something called a student inspiration program. So we've had subscribers say to us, I can't make all seven evenings. What do I do with the ticket for an evening? And we've said, you own it. Do whatever you like. Sell it, give it to a neighbor, friend, or give it back to us. We're going out into some of the more underserved junior high schools and high schools in the greater Salt Lake City area, and we're going to bring students in, deserving students, to sit in your seat and hopefully, you know, have an inspiring evening, and who knows, may change some kid's life.
Oh, absolutely. J-Dub, I had a question.
Oh, please, go ahead. Oh,
all right. So the idea around this, I love that it's subscription. I think that's brilliant to bring in such amazing speakers and to really facilitate the type of foundation to do that. The planning meeting, what was that like? How did you decide who to bring in?
We spent a lot of time really developing and curating this lineup of speakers. We wanted as much diversity as we could get, so we wanted some world affairs and politics. We wanted some science. We wanted some journalism. We wanted humanitarianism, absolutely. We wanted women. In fact, I'm disappointed of the seven, we only have two women. I wanted to have at least three, but we've got two remarkable women. So we really wanted to mix it up. And we also developed this in a way that it's family friendly. You could bring your 12-year-old son or daughter. They're not going to hear anything that's offensive. They may have some thought-provoking concepts that are shared, but that's what it's all about.
I think it's nice from the perspective of the speaker. Let's say, let's just pick one, say Joe Biden, for an example, where he knows that there's no recording devices allowed in the theater. He knows that this is not being taped, and he can speak as freely as possible.
And I hope he does, and I have a hunch that he's probably got a few things to say, given the current state of affairs and so on.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would hope a lot of us do, yes.
Now, your price is tiered based on proximity to the stage, but also you have services for some of the tickets. Is that correct?
We have. So the least expensive seats, believe it or not, for all seven evenings are $149. All of that's long sold. The most expensive, which are in the first 12 rows, are $599. That's for all seven. I mean, you are right there up close. And by the way, I should just mention on that, Rob and I host a founders reception every evening after the event with a speaker. And we still have a few premium A seats at that price left that you will be able to attend one of those. So if anyone's listening and is interested, I would encourage you to take a look at the $599 seats. They're fantastic. And you'll join us one evening. I'm not sure which. We're going to randomize this, but you'll join us one evening. It could be with Vice President Biden. It could be with Dr. Jane Goodall.
And once again, I just want to state that if you already have tickets and you see Sanjay Gupta on CNN, which you will because he will be in Puerto Rico through Sunday reporting live, he has all intentions of being there on Wednesday evening. He's flying out on Sunday, has a flight.
You know, barring anything catastrophic, he's going to be here on Wednesday. I'm going to see him Wednesday afternoon. So, yes. Yeah. And yeah. We've got about 2,500 people, you know, anxiously awaiting his arrival. So, yes and yes.
Talk about extreme change in what he will be seeing and the environment that he will be, the drastic change of environment.
I think he's going to be fascinating, and I don't want to reveal what some of the things he's going to be talking about, but he's also recently been in Bolivia with a tribe of indigenous Indians, and when you hear what he has to say about that, it's really, I was awestruck.
So you had an opportunity to speak with him by telephone yesterday,
yeah.
And you talked about his experiences firsthand
yeah.
in being in Puerto Rico and in trying to work with some of these hospitals that do not have power, but maybe they have power now, and they're moving people around on a need basis. What sort of things did he share with you?
Well, only in that it's it's like a war zone. It's as devastating as anything he's ever seen, and part of the issue there is that the infrastructure in Puerto Rico is apparently very old and just completely collapsed as a result of this hurricane. You've probably seen and read that the power grid is essentially out for could be months. I mean, it's really a terrible situation. And I think his interest, and I expect what he'll be talking about a bit, are, you know, the health implications of something like this, of a hurricane and the flooding. You know, we think of the physical devastation, but I don't think people are aware of the health consequences of this as well.
Mm. It has ripple effects on every level, and none of us, even though we're not living there, none of us are immune or will be granted the opportunity to not be affected by this.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, but fortunate for us that someone like Sanjay Gupta is going to be here and is going to be telling us about it and sharing firsthand experience. So it's it's going to be interesting.
There's an island right off the coast of Puerto Rico. It's called Vieques. It's only 7 miles away. And the headline from CNN yesterday was Vieques 7 miles away might as well be 7,000 miles away.
Yeah,
I mean, Vieques is just wiped out, and they have not seen anyone because I've got a friend that lives there. And he was able to get a satellite phone where I was able to speak with him. They haven't seen anybody from FEMA. They haven't had any relief. You would think that people could go to their top hotel there. They have this one big hotel, the W, but the W is half underwater.
Yeah.
So there's nothing going on there right now.
Well, for those of you joining us next week on Wednesday, you're going to hear about this from somebody who spent a lot of time there, and he's there right now, and that's Sanjay Gupta. And then we follow in November with Vice President Joe Biden. I think that's going to be a really fun, interesting evening, to say the least.
He's got some interesting things topics that I think he'll be talking, well, I hope he will be talking about that will really help humans in general. And one thing that we all have that I'm excited about, the speaker series, no matter what happens, we have a voice and finding ways that we can express and come together and discuss and hear is vital.
Well, that's the idea. And, you know, you may not agree with everything that's said by these people, but I think that's good. Hearing the differing viewpoints, getting perspectives into things that are different than mine or yours is, at least from my standpoint, a really good thing. And that's part of what we hope to deliver.
We're really fortunate to have the venues that we have here in Park City, but also down in Salt Lake. We did a special one-hour show with the Utah Symphony back in the beginning of July. And Abravanel was still under construction, so we had to do it at the Capitol Theater. So I'm looking forward to seeing Abravanel. But also the new Eccles Center, which is down in Salt Lake City on South Main Street, that's an incredible facility. I was there the other night for the Doobie Brothers, and they put on a great show. But, we've got these great venues, and it's interesting. It's not a slam against Park City, but our garage here is under construction again. Hopefully they'll get that buttoned up soon. It was easier going down the hill and finding parking at the Eccles Center and going to that event and turning around and coming back than it is going into Main Street in Park City these days. Of course, you can Uber, but if you are driving your car, I mean, it's just a hassle trying to find a parking spot.
Well, it's remarkably easy in downtown Salt Lake City. You're right. And where we are at Abravanel Hall, there's also a light rail stop right in front of it. So there's a lot of ways to get in and out. The public transportation in Salt Lake City, by the way, is quite good.
It's pretty cool.
Remarkably so for a city of its size.
Agreed.
Gary Lauer, Wasatch Back Speaker Series, begins on Wednesday night with Sanjay Gupta. And tell us again the other people that will be joining.
Well, Captain Scott Kelly, the astronaut who spent more time in space than any American ever. Jane Pauley, of course, former host of the Today Show and now the CBS Sunday Show. Paul Nicklin, biologist who spends 300 days a year in the Antarctic, also an award-winning videographer, and he's great on stage. He's very articulate, and what he'll also show visually is just absolutely astounding, a part of the world that most of us will never have a chance to experience. General Martin Dempsey, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and probably my favorite, and we feel so fortunate to have her agree to join us, is Dr. Jane Goodall. World-renowned humanitarian primatologist that spent a good deal of her life in Africa with the great apes. She's 83 years old. She's as active and alert as you can possibly imagine. And I look at her as a global treasure. She has said that in her 20s she went into Africa as a scientist, and she came out as an activist and a humanitarian. And the connection she makes between the animal world, especially the great apes, chimpanzees, and gorillas, and human beings are just really, really incredible.
Gary, thanks for joining us. Break a leg, and best of luck in all that.
Thank you so, so much. Delighted to be here.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Terrence Hansen, he's going to play another song for us, and we're going to yak with him a little bit about some other stuff. Stay with us.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the seven pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
And we are back. It's Morning Mix on KPCW, JW with Jude. Jude, how you doing?
Great. I'm still great. I was great when we started the show. In fact, I was great before I got here.
Oh, God.
And I plan to be great afterwards.
That's good. That's good.
It's all on the schedule today. I've, blocked out a lot of time.
You know, you'll be great as long as you don't have to use the restroom.
I know.
We don't have water here.
As well.
China Bridge. I don't know why we don't have water, but we're going to find out and report on it.
If you really wanted water, you would figure it out.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
true.
It's just a test of our behavior, see what we do.
Hey, we're back with the hour. We have Terrence Hansen. Terrence, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, but there we go. Sorry.
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, so what are you going to play for us next?
I think I'm going to make a little improvisation for my Puerto Rican friends. I have a lot of friends and family, and my band member, Richie Vasquez, his family actually lives there, and my ex-drummer also, his family, Eric Munoz's family, lives in Puerto Rico. And I've been thinking a lot about them, so this is going to be for them.
Terrence Hansen live on the Morning Mix. Thank you. Terrence Hansen, everyone. And if you're thinking we've got a couple of people in here with flamingo guitars, that's not the case. It's Terrence all by himself with a double neck guitar. Best way to describe it is an acoustic guitar that 45 degrees from the original neck is another neck. And he's got, I'm trying to figure out the best way to describe it. But
that's a good description.
It's one guitar body with a traditional neck, and then 45 degrees off of that neck on the north, on a northern route, is the next one.
And it's got just the single acoustic hole. So there's
one body, two necks, 45 degrees.
And you never actually strum over the
hole. I can pick normally behind in front or behind the other string. So I can also play this like a normal guitar.
We're going to take a really short break. We'll be right back after this. And here in the studio, Daniel Lewis to talk about the Harvest Festival. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We are now joined in studio by Mr. Daniel Lewis of the Harvest Festival. And he's going to be telling us all about the 8th Annual Harvest Festival that's happening on October 7th from noon to 5 at the High Star Ranch in Camas. And then following that in the same evening from 5 or dusk-ish until 10, maybe, we're going to have some music.
Yes, that is right. We'll have the Caleb Gray Band inside at the State Road Tavern from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, and welcome, Daniel.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So the first one is Caleb. He'll be the first.
That is the headliner of the evening. That is the very last one from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
So at noon, starting it out.
Yes, we have Che Zero.
Okay.
Yes, that's outside during the Harvest Festival on a wonderful wooden stage that they've erected right there at the DeJoria Center, and then followed by Preston Creed, and you might remember him from a great band, Jaegertown. Then we have Take Five. That's culminating the wonderful evening that we have at the Harvest Fest, so... A lot of fun activities.
It's not just about music. It's about a lot of other things as well. So if you could describe people that have not been to the festival in the past, what they can expect to see. First of all, it's beautiful out there, and it's the autumn of the year.
But
talk about what they can experience and what they can see when they get out there.
So when you come out to Camas, it's just this grandioso valley, and you have no idea that this beautiful facility and farm is there. And it's called the High Star Ranch. And this is the 8th time we've had the Harvest Fest out there. And once you arrive at the High Star Ranch, you go down this long stretch of drive until you actually get to the barns and the parking and where the DeJoria Center is located now. And then when you get out of your car, you see the Grand Lawn. And that's really special. The Grand Lawn has been there for quite some time. And that's also where we have our summer concert series, the Mountain Town Music programs every Thursday. So we get to use that Grand Lawn, and for the same experience that people will be seeing the stage and the vendors. That's what's really special, is that all the vendors. So for instance, if you go to Park City or the Park City Farmers Market, you can go to the Harvest Fest and see those same exact fruit, produce, and also vendors like Liquid Dirt and Taspen's Organics, really great products to buy for the family, not just produce. I mean, of course, there's going to be lots of pumpkins while you're listening to lots of great music and the changing of the bands while you're walking around grabbing lots of great food from Volker's Bakery. I think they're going to have a couple food trucks there as well.
And you can go on a wagon ride.
That's right. Yes, they have a lot of stuff. Animal petting and a little wagon ride. They have it all planned there.
And buy some really cool custom soaps and
Soap Creek is going to be out there. That's a really great soap maker here that comes to the Park City Farmers Market.
And just to be clear again, it is not this Saturday. It is next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Of October. And it is from 12 until 5 p.m.
Yes, outside. And, of course, no matter if it rains, snows, or hails, we always have a great time. It's going to be a really nice day.
Okay, sounds good.
It's really going to be a nice day.
Now, you're also involved in Music for the Cabin. Is that correct?
I am. And I'm very proud to be the host of the cabin, as you can see. Nobody at home can see my wonderful shirt I'm wearing. But I love the cabin. And so this weekend is really special. We have Jeff Crosby headlining Friday and Saturday. If you go to our website and some of our social media, we're still promoting that Jeff Crosby is performing Saturday. So we have not taken that down on everything. Mm-hmm. So if it's still being promoted, Jeff Crosby Friday and Saturday this weekend at the cabin. Starting at 10 p.m. right after our DJ. So we're having best of both worlds, and that's what we're really grateful of being able to do, having a DJ, having a band, and then when the band takes a set break, bringing that DJ back on. And if the band ends before one, we have that DJ there on standby, and it's really a great time because you can come to the cabin, go somewhere else on Main Street, and come right back and see your favorite artist like Jeff Crosby this weekend. And The Refugees is a great, fabulous friend of mine.
And when you say 1 o'clock, you're not saying as in the afternoon.
I'm saying 1 o'clock a.m., you know, for us youngins that are out there strolling the streets of Park City.
Go wild.
You got to go to Flanagan's. You got to go to the downstairs, maybe pop up to OP Rockwell, see what's going on, and then come back down to the cabin.
It's a happening scene.
It really is. We have cowboy karaoke every Thursday, Rick Gerber request line every Wednesday. My favorite night, open mic night, every Monday. Now, that's where the real community comes out and just gets to know the musical community by showing up at open mic. So I've seen a lot of people from Ogden come up, just one open mic, and they're hooked.
Yeah.
They're here, everyone, and they become a part of our musical family here in Park City, and we're so grateful for that.
And that is at the cabin.
That is at the cabin, yeah.
And what time does the open mic start?
It starts every Monday after Monday Night Football,
okay.
And it's programmed by Shannon Runyon or Bea Azaria, if she's ever back from Germany.
Great.
You know, we should do a live broadcast, record it, and then play it. Wouldn't that be fun?
It really is remarkable. I mean, I can't tell you how many artists have come through open mic in just the short 3 years I've been there, and they're on the Deer Valley stage 3 months later. They're having a show at Flanagan's, at OP Rockwell, at the cabin 6 months later just by coming out to open mic night and saying, hey, I'm an artist, and I have really great songs. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. And this is what I want to do. And they show Park City what they can do. And I swear to you, immediately, Shannon Runyon's there or Tony Oros is there. These wonderful musicians that have these great booking opportunities around town that they just grab them and find the perfect spot to put them, like
of
U.S.
course.
Prime.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
So beautiful.
It
I
really
like that.
Is. That's the magic about the cabin.
Yeah, I like that. I just think that would be so much fun to go do that and then just play it. Anyway.
Monday night. Every Monday night. Check it out.
Well, Daniel, thank you
much
for coming in. Once
Appreciate
again,
your
it's
time.
The Harvest Fest
yes.
in Camas on the 7th and then open mic on Monday.
Monday at the cabin. And Jeff Crosby and the Refugees this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Friday,
we'll hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a great
thank
weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. I wanted to mention, you know, before Terrence comes back, he's going to play another song for us, but 5 nights a week, starting now through February 3rd, Bruce Springsteen is on Broadway.
What?
And, you know, it's not the first time that you get popular music on Broadway. You know, The Who with Tommy were on Broadway, Elton John with The Lion King. You know, there have been a lot of bands. Sting, of course, had The Last Ship, which was just a couple of years ago. But Springsteen is going to be showing up, and it's just he and his guitar and a piano and his words and music. And he hasn't had his first show yet, but he's sold out a ton of shows and almost through February 3rd. But it's going to be interesting, and I wish him luck. He's going to be drawing a lot from his autobiography that came out 2 years ago. And,
you know, February 2nd is my birthday. I wonder if that had anything to do with
Of course it did.
The Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. And then something else I wanted to mention I thought was interesting was how things that millennials are looking for in places to live. And a lot of millennials have a desire to live in a place with urban character where they can walk to breweries, brew pubs, restaurants, maybe coffee houses and things like that. But at the same time, they're looking for an 18-hour city. If you look at New York or Los Angeles, those are like 24-hour cities. I mean, we talk about going until 1 o'clock in the morning here on Main Street. You know, New York City and Los Angeles go all night long. But millennials are looking for 18-hour cities. And one of the examples that they came up with, and this is an article that I read in the Washington Post, was Kansas City. Kansas City, where instead of getting a real small condo, you can actually get a townhouse or a house right in downtown Kansas City. And they've got a pretty happening environment as far as places to go, places to walk, restaurants, and everything you would expect in a city, but not a 24-hour city.
Good infrastructure is really an amazing experience to be able to just step out of your door to be connected to people and life and opportunities, choices. But I think, you know, there's so much talk now about we need technology. These poor millennials know what is going to happen with the jobs. I really think that everything's going to be fine because we've got those that were born in the computer age. They already know how to do it. They're telling stories. Marketing and that whole...
People are saying they don't have enough technology?
Well, there's technology, but what about the people that will be able to fill the jobs to build, to continue the technology? There's a scarcity, and then the wages are too low. I really think that the amazing thing that we have, the opportunity that we have, is the ability to dream and create and imagine new ways. And the computer age generation has already got it figured. They're already doing it. They're already communicating.
Right. Yeah.
There are no big boundaries to cross. There are no things that need to be figured out that are to get people to do something. They do it.
I have no problem betting my future on the millennials. I think they're going to do a great job for all of us.
Agreed.
So it'll be good. Well, we are going to be buttoning up the program. Before we have Terrence on, why don't you thank our sponsors?
Oh, I would love to.
And
yes. Well, we would like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 17 San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. And you can find out more about this Morning Mix show on Facebook at morningmix@kpcw.org or listen to the podcast online at kpcw.org, also under the shows tab.
Terrence Hanson, our musical guest, has been with us for the hour. Terrence, I wanted to ask you before you play your final song. You've got this great tour, which is starting the end of October, which is going to be in Europe. Are you playing out locally anywhere that people would like to hear about?
Yeah, I'll be at the Green Pig tonight in Salt Lake City with my band, rocking it out. I'm playing tomorrow with the Chelsea Handler for the Equality Utah Allies event, and it's a fundraiser. But otherwise, you can check out TerrenceHanson.com. I've got a few local shows, and I'll be at the Stein Erickson all winter on Saturdays, and the Chateau on Tuesdays. And I'm up, not usually on Main Street, but at the hotels a lot.
I was trying to think where I met you, and it was at the Chateau. I walked into the bar for a beer, and you were just buttoning up, and you showed me your guitar, and we were talking.
Oh, yeah.
I got your contact information, and I gave it to Christy. Yeah. And so that's how
excellent.
We met. That's,
okay, all right.
I was trying to figure out what that connection was, but absolutely at the Chateau. Yeah. We're going to get a ton of snow this year, so we're going to have fun up there.
I love it up there. It's beautiful. It's my favorite.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to start parking at the Chateau, I think, and and skiing from there rather
than down to the
snow park.
Yeah, totally.
All right, great. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us on the Morning Mix. Jude, great to be with you, as always.
Absolutely, and make sure you schedule some greatness.
Thanks for having me.
Go be great, and thank you so much for being here, Terrence.
Thank you.
This is an absolute pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terrence, take us out with a song.
All right. This song reminds me of Facebook, and I am going to sing.
Terrence Simeon live in the Morning Mix.
What goes on? goes up must come down. Spinning wheel just got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride the painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Ride the painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly. Did you find the direction sign on the straight?
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City.